The coming wave from Google promises to combine email and instant messaging and change the way we communicate and collaborate online. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. A select few have been granted access to test Wave, the not-yet-available service from Google. One of those is Rafe Needleman, editor of CNETWebWare.com. I asked Rafe to explain exactly what Google Wave is.
Wave is primarily real-time email, so that a message that I'm typing to you, you can see it while I'm typing it and reply to it and turn that message into an instant message conversation. It's a really bizarre combination of email, instant messaging, collaborative editing, chat rooms, and a bizarre take on email. But it's actually really useful. We've been trying it, and I kind of like it.
Well, how is it useful? It seems to me that, you know, email is fine for one thing and IM is fine for another. Why does there have to be a meld of the two?
Email is a very good and very popular communications medium, obviously. But it has its limitations, and I'm sure you're familiar with email threads, conversations between multiple people getting out of hand, where you send somebody a few people a message, one of them replies, and they don't reply to everybody, so now you've got the only reply, or you try to add somebody in it, and you end up with this volley of messages going around, some of which are forking off in different directions. With Wave, there is no I get a copy and then I send another copy back. There is only one message and everybody works on it at the same time. So if you send me a message and I reply to it, that reply is in the original message. And if there are three or four people on this thread, we're all working on the same document. So there's no sense of getting lost in a giant thread.
So what else can you do with Wave? It's got a lot of different features, right? Can't you like drop a picture in an email pretty easily or in a message?
The thing that everybody's going to key off of is its real-time nature. So, like I said, if I'm replying to a message and you happen to be online in Wave, you can see as I start typing that I've just started typing, and then you can come in and interrupt me. And as I'm, for the sake of argument, trying to, say, compose a thoughtful and measured reply to a message that you sent to me, you can interrupt my typing by popping a message down right below it saying, hey, are you there? You want to talk about this or this other thing? And all of a sudden, I've gone from writing an email to being in an instant message conversation. So it's a communications medium that allows you to change mode from email to IM or back and forth depending on if people are online or what the circumstance is or what the people in there want. So it sounds crazy. It sounds absolutely nuts. It sounds like you're going to hate it. But I've been using it, granted, only for less than a day, but I really like it. It really does work. It really lets you use the right mode of communication at the right time without having to move between different applications all the time.
The real-time email thing where people can see what you type as you type it sounds a little scary. You don't always want people to see your sort of first try at an email. I assume that feature, you can turn it off.
Yes, you can turn the feature off. But yeah, I mean, when you first hear about this, everybody's like, oh, I don't want things to be live. But I was having a Wave conversation with somebody the other day, and as I was replying to him, he jumped in, and it was very weird, but it ended up being okay. I shifted mode from, you know, thoughtful reply to IM, and actually we got our work done. We resolved our conversation immediately, as opposed to me waiting for him to reply and then me replying back. It just all happened right then and there.
Rafe Needleman writes about web applications for CNET. He says you should try Google Wave just as soon as it becomes available to the public, which should be later this year. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.